One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm producer Chris. That's not my real name, but let's go with it. We love a good political stitch-up at the Bugle, and in June 2008, President Bush's former press secretary was on hand to dish the dirt in a new book. Here are Andy and John in Sharon Stone Fludges Her Pontulius.
Top story this week, and Scott McClellan's tell-all book. Details came out this week of Scott McClellan's forthcoming book titled What Happened? Inside the Bush White House and Washington's Culture of Deception. This book has gone straight to number one in the bestseller list, generating the kind of excitement not previously seen for a book without Potter, Da Vinci or Bible in the title. Not since The Boy Wizard have we seen these kind of scenes outside bookshops, many of which opened at midnight to queues of journalists who'd come dressed as their favourite characters from the Bush administration. Neil Dixon, 46, from the New York Times, clutched the book close to his chest, saying, "I've been waiting ages for this."
There are some startling revelations in the book. McClellan reveals that, amongst other things, Bush was not open and forthright about the war, that he rushed into a war that was not necessary, that he didn't plan adequately for the aftermath of the war, and that he relied on a manipulative propaganda campaign to sell his pet war. Now, these highly sensitive facts, John, of course, were previously only known to anyone who had paid the blindest bit of notice at the time. And they would also have been accessible to Scott McClellan at the time had he put his reading glasses on and looked at any of the placards at any of the anti-war protests anywhere in the world. Other than that, we had no way of knowing this was true.
It's a good point. I do hope he's put some monsters and car chases in this book, Andy, because he has stolen the plotline from almost every book published about the president in the last 5 years. He's ripping off Robert Fisk. This is plagiarism of the worst kind. The reason this book is so shocking is that it comes from someone who was part of the president's inner circle. Now, on the day that McClellan left the White House, Bush said, "One of these days, he and I are going to be in rocking chairs in Texas, talking about the good old days of his time as press secretary." And I suppose that image may still come true, but I guess it's more likely now that McClellan will be gagged and tied to his chair, and Bush will be rocking backwards and forwards in his with a rifle in his lap.
But these revelations by McClellan were about as surprising as a friend of Beethoven selling his story to the local paper and revealing that little Ludwig really liked writing music and was pretty good at it too.
I just hope, Andy, that Scott McClellan didn't just do this for the money, because if he did, that means we could have just had a whip round at the start of the Iraq war and heard the complete truth. I'm sure everyone would have chipped in for that. Now, that would have been a very wise investment, a bargain at double the price. Just pass a massive jar around the world and then dump it outside Scott's home. One commentator said McClellan was a true Texan, concerned with truth. Not really. He was press secretary at the White House. I mean, that's a position where you're not so much concerned with truth as concerned by truth. You wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat, having had a nightmare about truth chasing you off the edge of a lemonade waterfall and holding your head under the surface so all the bubbles go up your nose. Karl Rove has spread his black leathery wings and gone on the attack. Both he and current White House press spokesman Dana Perino have said, this is not the Scott we knew. And that's presumably because the Scott they knew would say anything they wanted him to say. If they told him to go jump off a cliff, the next thing they knew, he'd already Google mapped the nearest cliff and was explaining to the press about how him jumping off a cliff was in the long-term best interest of the country.
But it's true, I think political memoirs generally do have the same relationship with truth and relevance as a pet ferret has with the music of Johann Sebastian Bach. In other words, either none at all, or a little bit, but entirely coincidental.
People have said that this is inconsistent, that he should have said all of this at the time. But to be fair, McClellan did end every press conference by winking at the press and holding up a sign saying, everything I just said is bullshit. But they were too busy picking up their pens to notice.
It's kind of like one of those hostage videos. He was just forced to read this stuff out.
Former presidential counsellor Dan Bartlett said McClellan had used very inflammatory words like propaganda without a lot of evidence. I'll tell you what other inflammatory words you shouldn't use without evidence, Andy. Weapons, mass, destruction, mission and accomplice.
Angry lorry drivers news now, and Britain has been brought to a very partial standstill once again by protesting lorry drivers complaining about the price of fuel. They've elected to protest not by parking their lorries outside OPEC headquarters in Vienna or outside the headquarters of the world's largest oil companies, but the government, who are going to add 2p to the already many p that petrol costs in Britain.
Newspapers in Britain are in fact calling for a cut in fuel tax as Prime Minister Gordon Brown admits that the world is facing an oil shock. And, you know, Britain is a godless secular country now, Andy, and our newspapers have become like a daily Bible, albeit a Bible with pictures of topless women in it. And then, on the seventh day, did a paper run an editorial promoting vastly irresponsible short-term thinking on the energy crisis. And lo, Britain was pleased.
It's interesting you should draw the comparison with religion, John, because an expert on the BBC website said that the current oil crisis is like the dot-com boom in the 1990s. As long as everyone kept believing in it, the price went up. When they stopped believing in it, the price went down. And that's a warning. So I think we, John, as believers in oil, have the power to solve the global oil crisis by stopping believing in the power of oil. So when your car starts in the morning, Bugle listeners, don't give credit to the oil. Instead, give credit to the key in your ignition or the workings of Almighty's use and watch the oil prices tumble.
You're going to have to combat OPEC's Tinkerbell theory then, in that they're encouraging children of the world to say that they do believe in oil and clapping their hands, and the price will just shoot up. There have been truck driver protests in both England and France, fishermen blocking ports in France, Italy and Greece. I mean, as it happens, the truck drivers in France were blocking ports anyway. They were striking about something they'd actually forgotten long ago, so they were happy to switch over and now strike about this. People here in the United States are already panicking about the price of gas, and it is a fraction here of what it is in Europe. If you even mentioned the price here, people would initially assume it was a joke, looking for hidden cameras around the room, then would go very quiet, then scream, run straight out into the streets and start rioting. Rex Tillerson, chairman and chief executive of ExxonMobil Corp, the world's largest oil and gas company, spoke to shareholders in Dallas on Wednesday. He spoke from a swivel chair stroking a hairless cat. And ExxonMobil is known to be very sceptical about the global warming that would threaten its industry. And whilst other oil companies at least try to appear like they care about the environment, Mr. Tillerson is becoming a refreshing breath of carcinogenic air. He said that rather than accept global warming is occurring and allow governments to implement policies which will put world economies at risk, we should instead continue the debate. We should talk about it more. Effectively, Andy, he would have been the man on the Titanic saying, yes, but is it sinking though? I know it looks like people are sliding into the water, but could that not be a trick of the moonlight? Let's be absolutely sure before we deploy those lifeboats.
Well, I think that's better, John, for an oil company to be that honest that it is perfectly prepared to shaft the entire planet.
I find that less annoying than BP's adverts saying, oh, BP are going green. That's no. Well, you mean your font. It is green. You've literally gone green.
If you are concerned about the cost of fuel, here are some tips on how to economise on your fuel bill. 1. Only drive downhill. 2. If your local amateur dramatic group is putting on a musical about an oil slick, don't use real oil. Try using a mixture of dark treacle and human bile instead. And 3. Instigate a bitter family feud, saving you from having to drive to see your folks at the weekend.
It's the green thing to do.
Yeah. Think of the future, not the past.
That was another top story. Thanks for listening. Now pop over to the Mothership and listen to the latest Bugle podcast. It's like Top Stories, but longer and newer.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.